one of my earliest memories of school and learning was I was between 4 to 5 years of age, and I was at a convent in Sargodha, in Pakistan. And I had just been in school. I was in the kindergarten class, the nursery class, as they used to call it. I'd been in school for about 5 months. I had to go to the toilet. And so I asked my teacher if I could go. And so she said yes. And the toilets were right at the other end of the building from where the nursery was. So I had to walk through a veranda to get there. And it was a hot afternoon. I still remember the heat of the sun. You know, and you know that blinding sunlight that you don't really see here in the UK. And just walking to the toilet, went to the toilet, was walking back through the corridor, and of course, you know, being so little and new at the school, I forgot where my class was. So I walked into the door of a classroom which I thought was my class. Walked in, and the first thing I saw was the board, and I saw some sums on it that the teacher had put up. It was chalk, white chalk on blackboard. Long time ago. And I was terrified because I thought, I don't know these sums. I don't know how to do them. And then I turned my head and I saw, because I just stepped in the door and the door was always near the blackboard and the teacher's desk. Teacher wasn't in the class. Just looked the other way and I saw all the children and realized it wasn't my classroom. There was row upon row of desks, not a familiar face. And I was so scared that I was completely frozen to the spot. Couldn't even move. I couldn't say anything. Feeling completely terrified. And then the teacher came in, and she could probably see my terror and my fear.
And what did she say?
She didn't actually say anything. Or at least I don't remember her saying. I mean, this was a long time ago. What I do remember is that she took me by the hand and, you know, took me up to her desk, and on the corner, it was a wooden battered desk, and on the corner was an old tobacco tin with wooden pegs in it. I still remember the different colors, but they were mostly blue, actually. A blue, you know, that dark blue of that folder. And I still remember the desk, sort of, I could barely see the pegs because I was so little. I kind of tiptoe to see the tin. And with the help of those pegs, she helped me. I don't remember her voice. I just remember, what I do remember very vividly is her sari, because this was East Pakistan, now Bangladesh. I still remember her sari and her tummy, because that's how tall I was. And tummies in saris were always sort of very mum things for us, because my mum wore a sari. Anyway, she took me by the hand with the help of those pegs. I don't know how. Somehow she made me feel that I could solve those sums. And then she asked one of the children to then escort me back to my nursery classroom. And I had completely forgotten about this until a few years ago when I started my PhD, and I realized that what the teacher taught me was not the sums, but this thing about making sure that nobody leaves feeling a failure, you know, that everybody feels that, you know, they can do something.
Yeah.
And I suppose as a teacher, without me consciously realizing it, this has... You know, this is really kind of made me who I am